political opposition to Metgasco's gas mining exploration around the North Coast. What would it take for you to allow a company such as Metgasco to drill a test well on your property? Well, in recent days, large spikes have been concreted into the entranceway of beef and cattle producer Peter Graham, Graham's property at Bentley, which have prevented him entering his farm, and it's the second time in a fortnight that the structures have been concreted in the entrance. But despite the increased opposition from protesters who are camped next door, the former Lismore City Councillor says he's adamant he won't give in to community pressure. Miranda Saunders spoke to him yesterday afternoon.
I operate that property with my parents. We've operated that property for over 20 years now and continue to do so.
Why are you letting Metgasco onto your land to drill a test well?
At this point, we're not too worried about the why. We're going to go into that debate at another stage. But right now, today, it's a matter of this access that we've been denied to our own property.
When you say access has been denied, can you describe what's happened?
As it was reported about 10 days ago, how they put ballards in the driveway to our property. Now they were removed. Now they've gone another step and put these dangerous spikes, and they are dangerous spikes that they've put in the roadway to stop trucks. But to me, it's more of a safety for a person, for any them or ourselves. But they are such a permanent structure that it's going to be difficult to remove this issue now.
What are these spikes? How far into the property do they go?
We're not sure how deep into the ground they go, but into the property they're only several metres into the boundary. But they're right in the driveway of our entry into a part of our property. Look, there's no doubt that there is another entrance, but this is one of the main entrances that we use when we're moving livestock or moving machinery. They, as in Lock the Gate, tell us that they're not interfering with the farmer. They still leave them access. But what they don't understand, and they never will understand, is how an operating farm works and how every farmer does things different on their own land.
So how important is this access to your operation?
Very important, Miranda. We don't use it daily. We don't use it weekly. But when things are on, we use it. It's a safety aspect for us. When we use our cattle truck, we install the gate there to make things safe for cattle. We also made it safe for when we're transporting machinery. But now that we can't use that gateway, we're being pushed to use another access, which is not safe for livestock, and it's definitely not safe to be carrying machinery through this other gateway.
What would you like to see done?
I'd like to see them all go home. End of the day.
They do have a right to protest, though.
They have every right to protest, and that is not denied. What they don't have the right to is to do anything that is illegal. And they don't have the right, without our permission as the owners of the land, to enter our property, and not only to enter our property, but to put permanent structures on somebody else's land. Not only permanent structures, Marina, but dangerous permanent structures. These people have made it quite clear that they are entering our property, not just at the gateway, but further through our property. They have made it clear. But every time we ask somebody, what are they doing? Why are they entering our property, or who is doing this? Nobody will take responsibility for what's going on.
When you say that they're making it clear, what are they doing?
Little scrolls of wording down at the old house. The old house, we actually treasure the old house. It's a very historical house that we intend and have been doing little bits of work to over the time. We know, and they've made it very clear that we know that they've been there. And that's about 600 metres from the boundary. So to me, trespassing, yes, they have broken that law, but they don't respect that law. the law of putting a permanent structure on somebody else's property. Once again, they've trespassed to do that. But what gives anybody the right to deny somebody else the opportunity to do their day-to-day work?
How are your operations coping with these roadblocks?
So far, we've coped. We're coping. Like, the cattle are still getting fed. We had to do some major work last Monday, like the welded gate, and moving other structures that were in the gateway so that we could enter on Tuesday, which is the day to get cattle ready for sale on Wednesday. So yeah, we cleaned the site so that we could access with the truck on Tuesday. Scary thing is, what's next? That's what does concern us. This is a very dangerous piece of gear that they've put on the property. But once that's removed, my concern is, what is next?
Did this ever cross your mind when you signed this agreement with Metgasco that you would be up against such a large force of people who are opposed to this type of mining?
Miranda, it was done before, so yes. What we weren't expecting was how soon they're doing it. Like, we're still 5, 6, maybe even 8 weeks away from anybody entering the property for drilling. They've been here 8 weeks now. So it's a lot of time for somebody to take off from their job, obviously. So they've got very good bosses that will allow them to leave. They haven't interfered with us that way to maintain our stock, but for us to continue our operation, and it's getting near the time for planting of winter feed. So once we go there, we want tractors, we want machinery moving in, our own machinery. So what do we do then? We can't get in.
Would you ever consider reneging on your agreement with Metgasco because of the fact that it is going to interfere with your farming operation?
No. We're legal. So no. They're not. So the ones that needs to go is them. Lock the gate, need to leave. When you see the bollard that's there, or the ballards that's there now, it's almost wartime type stuff that you would put in to barricade somebody out. It is, it's pretty extreme stuff. I'd just like to see them go home.
Bentley landholder and former Lismore City Councillor Peter Graham speaking with Miranda Saunders.